W. We have some 4-H members with us in studio today. Guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Carly Petty.
I'm Wes Richardson.
And, both of you have been, pretty much, you might as well say lifelong members of 4-H. Carly, how long have you been in?
I was in 4-H 13 years.
13 years. And how about you, Wesley?
The same.
13 years. And 4-H, what it meant to you, it meant quite a bit, right?
Yes, a lot.
Some of the stuff you learned in 4-H?
Yes, we learned quite a bit in 4-H, actually, like the different projects and skills that we'll be using as well.
So in honor of that, it's the bicentennial for the city of Washington and the county and the state, for that matter. And 4-H is getting involved with the bicentennial, too, by doing a Spark Club. Tell us about that.
All right. Well, what a Spark Club is it's trying to spark interest in 4-H. So they're usually themed and have stuff to do. So we centered ours around the bicentennial. We're going to be making a float for the parade. It's pretty much just we had to log 6 hours worth of activities over some course of time. So we're going to do a day camp. It's for any kids. You don't have to be in 4-H because we want kids to be interested in 4-H and join.
It's a great idea, by the way, because I know Don Spillman was in the news earlier. We want everybody to be involved with the big parade downtown. So you got a theme for your float, you think?
Yes. We're doing it around the bicentennial, and with it being the homecoming of Washington, we're wanting to utilize that and do the homecoming theme with our float as well. Also, we're going to do a few cool activities like ice cream making, and we're going to have the fire department show up, hopefully, and do a little run through with the kids as well.
4-H Spark Club for the bicentennial. What is the date you have set for this?
June 30th.
June 30th will be the date, but you really want to kind of get a head count, so you want to get them signed up early, right?
Yes, if possible. So if campers can register by June 15th, they will receive this year's 4-H t-shirt as well. So
awesome. So now, again, you don't have to be a member of 4-H to do this, but the idea is hopefully you'll spark interest and then they can sign up for 4-H while they're there, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's the whole goal. Is there more information available somewhere?
There's more information available at the 4-H Extension office. Wes works there right now, so you can get a hold of Wes at the 4-H office. Also, if you're a non-member, it costs $15, but that's it.
All right. Wes, anything you want to add there?
If you want to call the Extension office, it's 254-8668, and just ask for me because I'll be there.
4-H Spark Club for the bicentennial. Again, lots of activities planned. The ice cream sounds good. I hope you'll save me a bowl of that.
We will.
They're going to be building a float for the bicentennial parade. And most importantly, getting you involved in 4-H, finding out more about what 4-H has to offer in our community. So join the Spark Club for this big event, June 30th. Where are you guys going to meet at, by the way?
At the 4-H building, my bad.
Yes. 4-H building at the Eastside Park grounds.
Yes.
All right. So again, mark it on your calendar, June 30th. Come out, 4-H Spark Club for the bicentennial. It's going to be an all-day event. Get started at what time?
We will open for kids to be dropped off at 7:20 to 8 a.m., but the event starts at 8.
8 o'clock on June 30th. Circle the date on your calendar. Well, guys, hope to have a big crowd at the 4-H grounds for this event. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sports up next on WAMW.